The Election Defense Alliance, or EDA, claims unless the memory cards and all the state's optical scan voting machines can be analyzed by an independent expert, the April 5th election shouldn't be considered fair and open. EDA Director Jonathan Simon says his group has filed open records requests with dozens of county clerks asking to see the memory cards from the optical ballot scanners that tallied the votes.
Those memory cards are very rich sources of information in terms of how this election's been counted. And it's trivially easy to program such a memory card to flip votes, delete votes, do all sorts of things with votes.
The county clerks have uniformly denied Simon's requests for the cards, citing advice from the Department of Justice that they may be needed after the recount if either Joanne Kloppenburg or Justice David Prosser file legal challenges. If that happens, it could complicate matters for counties involved in the recall elections of 9 state senators. Ross Hine is the Voting Equipment Certification Coordinator for the Government Accountability Board.
With the upcoming elections, that being July 12th and potentially August 9th, there is the question being raised regarding availability of memory devices because they cannot reuse those memory devices as if there is potential court action.
Hine says some counties may have to rent more memory devices to handle the recalls. The Election Defense Alliance says as long as the state depends on commercially programmed vote scanners, even the recall elections will be vulnerable to manipulation. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.